Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
A week fully charged with talk on electric cars, the Labor Party have elected, insisting it will legislate that 50% of all cars sold by 2030 must be electric. After much discussion, it's obvious that a lack of detail and research is attached to their proposal. Bill Shorten himself showing a total lack of knowledge on the Kyle and Jackie O radio show this week when asked how long would it take to charge an electric car, suggesting a time of just 6 to 8 minutes. Having just driven my first electric model, Hyundai's Ioniq hatchback, I came away initially impressed with its drivability, comfort and feel. I drove the Hyundai Ioniq Electric Premium at $48,990 plus on-road costs, around twice the price, say, of a similarly sized and equipped 2-litre petrol Mazda 3. With a range of 235 kilometres and my daily commute of 75 k's, I was able to motor comfortably for 2 days on a full charge. A 13-hour charge on a normal household power point restored the 150 kilometres travel back to a full charge. You could improve the charge time to say 5 hours with a fast charger, but at a cost of around $2,000. A nice driver though, the brisk acceleration impressed, as did the braking action of the electric motor on the overrun, also the quiet nature of its performance, a great ride and good equipment levels. All augurs well if you overlook the charging time and the exorbitant purchase price, and that remains the biggest negative. I'm David Berthon.